Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim, glad to be along with you. Inviting you to the 102nd Annual Days of 76 Rodeo, July 21st through the 27th in Deadwood, South Dakota. For more information or tickets, go to daysof76.com. Rodeo performances 7 p.m. the 24th through the 27th.
Tri-State Livestock News. We're not the flashy, full-color magazine type. No, we focus on what matters, providing you with the latest in agriculture news. And you know what? Readers appreciate it. They come to us for one thing, valuable, timely information about the industry. I'm sure you'll embrace the rancher style once you read the content. Check us out online at tsln.com. That's Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board inviting you to visit Valentine this summer. The Niobrara National Scenic River voted number one in the river adventures in the Midwest. And you can find that and a whole bunch of other things to do by going to visitvalentine.com. Kim, what do you have to share today?
I have just a short little piece to kick things off. You can't be all things to all people. You can't do all things at once. You can't do all things equally well. You can't do all things better than everyone else. Your humanity is showing just like everyone else's. So, you have to find out who you are and be that. You have to decide what comes first and do that. You have to discover your strengths and use them. You have to learn not to compete with others because no one else is in a contest of being you.
Very good. Before we get any further into the program, I want to invite you to the 68th Annual Home on the Range Champions Ride in Sentinel Butte, North Dakota. It's the greatest saddle bronc match you're going to see at the Open A. Angus Arena, and it's all coming up August 3rd, 1 p.m. Gates open at 11 o'clock. Go to www.hotrnd.com. It's the Champions Ride Saddle Bronc Match, August 3rd.
Well, you know how you always have different jokes about how many whatever does it take to change a light bulb?
Yeah.
Okay, I've got one. It's how many Christians does it take to change a light bulb? So how many Christians does it take to change a light bulb?
One.
Well, for charismatics, only one. Their hands are already in the air.
Okay.
Okay, Pentecostal, it takes 10. One to change the bulb and 9 to pray against the spirit of darkness.
So you're going to be equally sharing about different denominations.
Bunch of denominations of how many does it take to change a light bulb.
Wanted to be sure.
Yeah, just catching up. There you go. How many Presbyterians does it take? Well, none. The lights will go on and off at predestined times.
Okay.
Roman Catholic, none. They use candles only. The Baptists, it says, at least 15. One to change the light bulb and 3 committees to approve the change and decide who brings the potato salad and the fried chicken. Now, for Episcopalians, it takes 3. One to call the electrician, one to mix the drinks, and one to talk about how much better the old one was.
Oh, no.
Now, for Mormon, it takes 5. One man to change the bulb and 4 wives to tell him how to do it. Unitarians, we choose not to make a statement either in favor of or against the need for a light bulb. However, if in your own journey you have found that a light bulb works for you, you are invited to write a poem or compose a modern dance about your light bulb for the next Sunday service, in which we will explore a number of light bulb traditions, including incandescent, fluorescent, 3-way, long life, and tinted, all of which are equally valid parts of luminescence. Now, we've got the Methodist. This is undetermined how many it takes to change a light bulb. Rather, your light is bright, dull, or completely out. You are loved. You can be a light bulb, turnip bulb, or tulip bulb. Bring a bulb of your choice to the Sunday lighting service and a covered dish to pass. For the Nazarene, it's going to take 6, one woman to replace the bulb, while 5 men review church lighting policy. And the Lutherans, none. Lutherans don't believe in change. And the Amish, what's a light bulb?
I thought you were going to get by without doing Lutherans.
Oh, no, we can't let that go. Christian light bulb. That's funny. I have never seen that before.
Folks, if you have something to share, whether it's about light bulbs or not, send that to kimhburge@gmail.com, and one day we might be able to feature it right here on The Good Stuff.